Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Malka Chantel is a filmmaker, and it's actually incredible. She's an applied anthropologist working for almost 40 years with the Ethiopian Jewish community in Israel. And she's taught at the academic centers, been very, very involved in with the Ethiopian community. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Could you briefly describe your project to our audience?
Good morning to all of you in South Africa.
Good morning.
We are on the same time scale, so it's nice. I can tell you that generally and very briefly, my life project right now is to work and research and get to know and support emerging and diverse Jewish communities. After the last 45 years with Ethiopian Jews and 15 years with Moroccan Jews in Amazonia, I am now looking into other communities and working with other researchers that are also doing the same and collecting and documenting the Jewish and the stories of the people of Israel wherever they ended up or they will end.
And it's incredible because this notion of kibbutz galiot, of this ingathering, and when we find communities, I know I have a brother-in-law who is a Kuchini Jew, when we hear about these communities, whether they were in India or China or Ethiopia, it is just the most incredible, incredible notion, and the world just opens up when we start to understand and follow traditional practices through generations.
More than that, if you read well, as we all do, the words of our own prophets, not as a religious notion, but as a sociological prophecy, actually Jeremiah, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, and all others, they all speak about the people of Israel that have two models. Those who will continue, Jeremiah say, those who will continue their, let's say, Jewish identity and traditions throughout, and those who got lost and spread out because God himself spread them all over the place, and we shall raise them and bring them back. And this is exactly what is going on around the world. Communities claim or feel or identify themselves as the offsprings of the people of Israel. Raise up those, there are those who want just to know and explore the enigma of their origin. And there are those who are trying and wishing for to be recognized, and some also want to be to belong. And in the other category, we have the vast number of Bnei Anusim, the Maranos, or the Jews who has been expelled from Spain and Portugal. All over the place, I found them in the Amazonia, those who went from Portugal and Spain to Morocco, and from Morocco to Amazonia, to Brazil, to Peru, to other places. So communities or people have been lost, immersed in other populations, and in the fourth or fifth generation, or six, they want to return. Now, the big Jewish challenge is, what do we do with it? Do we listen to the prophets and understand that this is what's supposed to happen, and we should open our arms and let them return in ways and protocols that has been decided or will be decided, or we just tell them, sorry, it's too late, you will stay wherever you are? So, and every community or every group has their own past, their own specific present, and their own specific wishes and hopes for the future. But the biggest problem and challenge, and I work with it right now, is to document these communities in a very good way, to share it with the Jewish people all over the world and with the authorities in Israel, and the large Jewish family and take decisions. What do we want to do with it? The prophets say their words. We live in our time. What do we want to do with it? And the communities are waiting and expecting that something will be done, decided, said, or recognized at least.
It's and of course the richness of different cultures is something that everybody benefits from, because as you said, everybody has their own way, tradition, history. But when we learn from each other, and when we bring those experiences to understand even our own, we are all very, very much richer for it, aren't we?
Of course, and more, and even more, you know, Judaism by the modern halakha. Halakha is quite modern,
of course,
in the history of the people of Israel.
Mm.
So if you find communities like the one, the hidden one, the hidden Beta Israel community that I worked with in the last 7 years in Ethiopia, you see people that still hold to their pre-Talmudic traditions and practice traditions from the first temple as they are. And this is ours. This belongs to all of us.
So can I just understand this? So this community were exiled after the first temple, not the second.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So they practice traditions from the first temple. One of them, the most significant, I would say, that was practiced in the temple was the red cow ceremony. The red cow ceremony.
Yes.
It was a holy, a very important tradition. So because they were exiled after the first temple, they didn't know that this tradition that was practiced in the land of Israel for nine times has stopped. So they continue to do it.
That's incredible. That is incredible.
Until now, every single year, the same date.
And just for our listeners, the red cow, the parah adumah, was used to purify. It was used to purify
exactly.
People who had been really contaminated by, or who were impure because of contact with death. And that was it was done away with, because in fact we didn't really even have the red heifer. But that is so fascinating. How can we learn? We're unfortunately out of time, and I could have this conversation. In fact, we're going to get you back for more of a conversation, because this is too interesting just to have a short interview. But if we want to learn more about the Beta community in Ethiopia, where do we read up more?
So let me tell you very shortly. First, you can invite me to visit you and let you know together with a member or partner from the community. You know, Addis Ababa is on the way to
exactly,
South Africa.
Exactly, 100%.
The second thing is that we made a film. I made a film with the community called Nafkot. Nafkot in Namarinia is yearning, and you can guess what they are yearning for. So we made a film, and the film has been screened all over the world and won already more than 45 awards. So you should look at the film, because the film documents the secret synagogues and the community where I've been. And thirdly, while doing the film, we worked with a genius editor from Boston, and we wrote a book in English that most of the chapters have been written by members of the community on the history and religious practices that they carry on. And I wrote a chapter on living with trauma and under persecution and the local Ethiopian form of anti-Semitism. So you got all of it in a film and a book. We just need to find a good date and carry on.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. We will be in touch. It is 7:33. That was Dr. Malka Chantel, filmmaker, researcher, anthropologist.